Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I can't fathom Bible-believing Baptists. I ain't talking about any other Bible. Fundamental Baptists, and I know some who believe we're going to go through the tribulation period. The Bible never speaks of that. It never speaks. And we've talked about that verse after verse after verse. Anyway, I'm glad we're not going to be here. We're not going to be here. The Babylon, that area becomes the darkness, the kingdom of darkness. I had this note in my Bible. The kingdom of darkness becomes literal darkness. It would be scary and frightening because darkness can be felt. Sometimes the old saying is so dark you can cut it like a knife, okay? They wouldn't believe. Imagine the contrast. The sun's seven times hotter. Then later, that kingdom around that area, it just turns pitch black, dark. Do you believe that, preacher? Absolutely. They refused the light, Jesus Christ. They refused it, so okay. You refuse the light, let me give you some darkness. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, it is. And blaspheme God, the God of heaven, because of their pains and their sores are impending on their disease. Again, I just want to remind you that during the tribulation period, this is not nuclear bombs going back and forth between Russia and America and China, whoever all is involved. A lot of people think it's nuclear warfare. No. This is directly from God. We're going to read about the hell here at the end of this chapter, and we'll get there, about great hell, H-A-I-L, falling from heaven. That the weight will be from 80 to 100 pounds hitting people. Can you imagine? It comes from God. God is judging this earth, not mankind. And yet they blaspheme, because they know it's God who's doing this, they blaspheme the God of heaven. And notice that their tongues were used to worship the beast. Now they're biting and blaspheming. They're biting each other and they're blaspheming the God of heaven. Proverbs chapter number 1. You don't have to turn there. I'll find it real quick. I should have marked it. Proverbs chapter number 1, verses 24 through 33, I have this marked. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, and I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and you refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. I will laugh at your calamity, and I will mock when your fear cometh. Now, we're talking about God. People don't think of this as God's merciful, and God is love. But I'm telling you, God is also a righteous God.
That's right.
He's a God of justice. And in Proverbs chapter 1, before we get way into the Proverbs, how do we live right, he talks about people who rejects him. I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you. They shall call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but I shall not find me. For they hated knowledge and they chose did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would not of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. They shall eat of the fruit of their own way, and they shall be filled with their own devices. For the turning away the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of the fool shall destroy them. But whosoever hearkened unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. Man, we could preach on that a while. Then the sixth vial is poured out. And I have a note here. I don't know if you're keeping notes. The first seal results in sores. It results in sores. The second seal reaches the sea. The third seal revenges the saints. Remember, they're crying out, how long, O Lord, will that third vial, the third vial revenges the saints. The fourth vial results in scorching the sun's heat. The fifth vial reveals more suffering, the kingdom of darkness there. The sixth vial will rouse up Satan. What do you mean, preacher? Well, let's read this. Verse number 12 through 16. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. By the way, again, I've been to Iraq. Me and Frank, I don't know if Frank will be here today or not. Went to Iraq years ago when as soon as Saddam Hussein fell and they caught that rascal, remember, found him in a hole hiding like a little puppy, you know, and they found him. And it wasn't long after that I had the privilege of going to Iraq. Somebody called, hey, will you come over here? And we start a church. And a long story short, but me and Frank went there within a year, less than a year after Saddam had fallen. And running right through Baghdad is the Euphrates River. Again, I won't go into all the details. And just a little south of Baghdad, south, I forget now my directions there, but just a few miles out of Baghdad is what they call Babylon. Matter of fact, they still excavate there and all. And we had an opportunity. I was going to go to Babylon because, man, who wouldn't want to go there? And I was told by some of the friends of the Iraqi people, don't go, preacher. It's not safe. And you know me, I was crazy to go to Iraq in the first place. And people thought it was, well, now I go to Babylon. Well, I listened to those folk. I did not go. They didn't say. And that week while we were there, it was that same week we were there, some other independent Baptist preachers from New York had went. They were there, and they went to Babylon. They came back, and they stopped in a little bitty town. Long story short, the bad, what do you call it, the terrorists and all, they'd stopped to get a Coke or some kind of drink in a little bitty town. And on the way back to Baghdad, they had these terrorists came and shot the car where these Baptist preachers, and killed one of them. He's from New York and all. So I'm glad I listened to those folk in Iraq. Said, don't go, it's not safe, you know. But anyway, I was there, and you river Euphrates, I actually was walked over the bridge where, there's a long story short, but I want you to know, this is the area there in Iraq. Upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up in the way the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Before going any farther, this is the unholy trinity. Again, it's mentioned here. It's Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet are mentioned here. We have the holy trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. Here we have the dragon, who is Satan, the beast, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. You see them all together here, verse number 14. And these are the spirits of the devils, literally demons working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to get to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called Armageddon. In the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. We see now the sixth vial, literally, that the angel, he pours out and he dries up that great river Euphrates. Again, I take this very literally. It's an actual river. Be like, yeah, I don't remember a song. It's on the mighty Mississippi. You know that kind of, remember the old song, Mighty Mississippi? Okay, it's a big river. And he's going to dry it up. Do you think possibly because the sun was turned up seven times hotter? You're talking about evaporation and global warming, and could it be because as a result of that sun being so hot that the next, I don't know, but it very could be likely because of the hot heat of the sun. Anyway, that river's dried up, and the armies could cross it with no problem. I could go on there, but I don't want to bore you with that. The drying of the Euphrates we see. And then verse 13 and 14 and 15, we see the deceiving of the earth. This is very interesting to me, where I saw three unclean spirits like frogs. Now, that's interesting. I looked up that word frogs in the Greek. You know what that word frogs in the Greek means? A frog. It didn't say they were frogs. It said it's like they were like frogs. And I got thinking about this week. Why does John describe these unclean spirits who come out of the mouth of the Satan, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the prophet, why do they call they're like frogs? Well, I got thinking about that, and I read over the commentaries, and nobody had a real good answer about that. You know, I mean, who knows? But we were in Georgia this past week, and it was so quiet, so quiet. And we have a pond. We dug Wally. Wally and them are probably watching this, and Wally helped dig that pond.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.